and Chris, my father.
Chris.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and hopefully this book will turn into some plays and some more things. So we try to get it popping. My lovely co-host for a long time now for Men Confess, Miss Charvette Mitchell. How you feeling?
I am awesome. Thank you for the applause and the clap in the studio. I'm so excited to be here and to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be here co-hosting the Vincent Alice White Show. And this famous segment, this award-winning segment, this sought-after segment, The Men Confess. I constantly have listeners checking us out and making comments, so I'm glad to be here. I'm Charvette Mitchell. I host the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, talk show host. I'm a media coach and a web designer. Holler at me at charvette.com.
Yeah. Eric Smith is in the building, CEO of Apex Physical Fitness. Go ahead and shout yourself out, brother. How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on? Feeling good. Eric M. Smith, Apex Physical Fitness. Personal trainer, group fitness instructor. You can reach me at www.apexphysicalfitness.com. Richard's most intense trainer. Guaranteed results.
Yeah.
At all times.
Wow. You're a big dude.
Yeah, Eric don't play. That's what's up. Lastly, my man back on Men Confess. Took a nice little hiatus.
Once again.
He's back, though. Comedian Mr. Incredible. Chris Danley, how you feeling?
What's going on, Brother Ellis? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, brother. Let them know, those that's tuned in and may not have heard of you or...
Oh, wow.
You've been gone for a minute. We got new listeners now.
Well,
yeah. Tell them about you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard of me, you better get ready because I'm telling you, I am the world-renowned, world-famous comedian. I'm the funniest man you've ever met in your life. Trust me. So funny I can make the Holy Ghost laugh. Come on, play something, y'all. Check me out. I got some clips on YouTube under Chris Danley. You can check me out on Facebook. Check me out at chrisdanley.com. You can just check me out. Call my cell phone. You know, I ain't going to give you the number, but you know what I'm saying? You try it. Good to be here once again.
That's what I'm talking about. So, Men Confess. Y'all know how we do. Got my man Sweets in here. Got Eric, got Chris, got Charvette. Charvette got some questions. I got some questions. We're going to call this the segment for the fans, for the people. Because I didn't even choose any of them. They was hitting me with the questions all day. They hit Charvette with the questions on Twitter and Facebook. Make sure y'all following us. And Charvette. Is that correct?
Yes, Charvette.com.
At Charvette.com. Follow me on Twitter at LifeLoveRVA. Hit us up with your questions. I'm going to let Charvette start off with her question because hers is one that I feel like I already know the answer everybody's going to have, but I want to see if we're going to lie up in here.
We're supposed to confess.
Men honestly confess is what it should be. Charvette,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the first question is this. Say perhaps your wife or your lady friend has just left her computer and she was on Facebook or in her email or in her Twitter account and she leaves to go run to the store and her accounts are open. She's still logged in and you could sit down and just look around in her accounts. What would you do?
I'm looking.
All right, so Eric.
So one said he's looking.
I'm looking.
So wait. Repeat the question for those everybody. So
what happens if you just happen to walk by and hit a button on accident? Then walk right by and hit another button on accident.
your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife was on the computer doing their thing. They weren't thinking nothing of it. They left. Went to the store. You looked out the window. You saw the car is gone.
Premeditated.
Eric said, I'm looking right off the top.
I'm looking.
Why are you looking?
I'm looking because, right? One thing I learned a long time ago was I learned from females what to do. So
you got
some
trust issues.
So, I mean, like, as guys, we always get put in the mix with something that we do. Oh, what about this? What about that? So when I did a little research, which is experience, and I saw that, you know, I was like, you know what? Let me attain this information right now.
That means you've been hurt, and he ain't trying to get hurt again. That's what that means.
So you attain the information.
I wait for him to break it down. You know what I mean? He talking.
So,
okay.
So, I mean, it has worked. So when you say, like, you be like, oh, yeah, somebody called for you, but I don't know who called. Oh, that was somebody else. You're lying. That was such and such, such and such, because I sold call.
So let me pull from this real quick.
Ooh,
this is
that's
part
right.
Part B.
Yeah, I got a part C, D, and E.
So what it is that Eric said he's definitely looking. Definitely looking. So when I ask why, ladies, when I ask why, he's saying he's going to retain the information. That was going to be my part B, but I'm going to move on to Chris first. I'm going to come back. He's looking. So the answer is he will look.
Hey.
So, but part B is that he's going to retain it. He's not going to call you out as soon as you get home. He's going to retain it. Chris, what would you do?
Well, let me say that. I've been with my wife for over 18 years. So, really, there shouldn't be issues of whether or not I can or whether or not I should trust her. I need to trust her.
Right.
But if she leaves the computer on and open, really that's a kind of a invasion of her privacy, so to say.
Right.
But I don't know. I can't really say. Right now I can give you the great answer and say, nah, that ain't good. I ain't going to delve into her issues. But, you know, sometimes you want to be nosy. Women do it. Hey, women, don't act like women ain't going to sit here and look in the phone
this
or look on
the
computer.
This is the men confess.
Okay, yeah. Well, we just like y'all. We nosy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm confessing that we nosy.
I'm saying, how private is the issue if she left it open, though?
It was a mistake. She just walked away. Sometimes you think you logged out and you didn't log out.
Just like we just happen to leave our cell phones in our pants when we take a shower
and they accidentally go look for them.
And that's right.
Good point.
But okay, but I want to go back to the first comment that he would look and retain the information.
Yeah.
You just gather information. What if you see something that triggers you to go off? Are you going to say something to her right then, or are you just going to hold the information until later?
Well, it depends, because if you look hard enough, you're going to find something that you don't want to see. You're going to see something that you ain't trying to know, because you ain't going to know all her friends. You ain't going to know what they talking about, what the issues. You know, I don't like when people send smiley faces to my wife in a tweet. I'm like,
hey, you know what?
Smiley
good.
For
good.
Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. What does that mean?
for me to answer, yeah, I think, I'm going to get to my man in a minute. We got a new guest in here. But my answer, I feel like everybody will try to take a peek and try to look. Now, as Chris said, it's definitely in a, why did I say invasion? Like I said, they left it open.
Intrusion.
But, yeah, but
on,
yeah.
On
but
accident, they left it open.
Right. But nobody asked you to scroll through and all that stuff. I mean, it is their privacy.
When have you accidentally left something open like
that? Sometimes you could think if you closed it out, like you could close it out and you
and
could say,
hit,
I'm going to go look at my Facebook. Right. And you log in and it's still on the other person's Facebook account. Mm.
Or.
This man here.
Hurt people.
You could do the other thing is, you know, if you exit out the little window and then you want to get in, then if, I guess they're like, well, if I exit out, it's automatically going to, you know, like, end the session,
right.
But it doesn't end the session.
Right.
So if there's nothing to hide, why are you so worried about it cutting off?
This Mr. Microsoft here, he wants to go look at all the cookies.
Now,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants to see what's going on.
We gotta let our new person come in.
And let me let everybody know, like I said, this is Men Confess. One of our previous guests has been on here before is my man, Zane Robinson. Zane, let me let you know, to the new listeners that's listening.
Yes, sir.
I had everybody introduce themselves, maybe what you do, what you got going on. Just let everybody know a little bit about you. And then after that, the question is, if you can retain all this, let people know about you. And then the question is, your lady, your woman, significant other has accidentally left the computer on with an account open, email, Twitter, Facebook, went to the store. You know the car's gone, so it's not like she's peeking around the corner waiting on you. Do you look, and if so, why? But first of all, Zane Robinson's in the building.
What up?
Zane Robinson, Life's Interpretation. Check out Life's Interpretation on Facebook. I'm a writer, so that's what I do. Also, check my blog out, Life's Interpretation, and some more to come, so look out for me. But,
yeah.
I think anybody, male or female, if you leave it up, is going to look at it.
Now, why do you, like, we all know it's privacy issues here. Why do you go?
Is it private
that?
If you leave it up? If I can
it
hear your conversation
is,
and you sitting next to me and you talking,
true that. Come on.
And I hear your conversation,
wow.
Is it a private conversation?
Wow.
But that means that now that's a good example, but the thing is they know you can hear it. This person, it was accident. We're assuming it's an accident.
Right.
That was the scenario. accidentally left up, so they don't know you're looking at it.
Well, I was going to close it for you because you left it up. But I seen some stuff before I did.
Now, let me ask you, part B is, why do you, some of y'all saying y'all will retain information. Now, it depends on what you find, I believe.
But are we sitting here saying that we won't, is everybody in the room saying that, anybody in the room saying that we won't look?
But you can't you look and not think that they're doing something and just look?
But as I was telling them earlier, if you look hard enough, you're going to find something.
Now, I was
going to
say, now let me ask you this.
Now, if you look, you can't say nothing about it.
Now, this is,
okay, see, but it's going to be something that's going to trigger you.
Something.
Like, what could you see
just keep
that
watching.
Would cause you to say something? Because so there'll be some things you'll see, and you're like, okay, well, I know who that dude is. I know who that is. Who is that? And why is there an inbox? Because sometimes guys will inbox.
Oh,
and
guys always
on your wall. So he got a couple inboxes. Yeah. Then he's just saying hi, checking to see how your day is. But it's nothing on your wall. So
like,
why are they inbox?
Why are your high school friends putting up your prom pictures? You know what I'm saying? I want to know who you went to prom with. You know what I'm saying? Why even look at you? Facebook ain't nothing but the devil.
Yes, it is.
You got people looking for you that you are. I got in trouble, and I'll be open.
Ooh, the men.
Hey, this is best, brother. Go ahead.
I had a girl from high school I ain't seen since 89. You know, typing on the, hi, sweetie, how you doing, right? Oh, my joke. And she didn't, you know, you can message somebody straight up.
Yeah.
She put it out there for everybody.
On the page, yes, I've been there.
So
buddy.
I had
sweetie.
Yeah, hey,
see,
sweetie.
That's disrespectful. And your page says you are married.
I know, but she didn't even look at that. And then it wasn't my wife that saw it. My wife's cousin saw it.
There you go.
Called
there you
my
go.
Wife.
There you
and
go.
Then my wife going to ask, I didn't even see the thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying like this, you can get in trouble just for browsing, just for innocently putting yourself out there. But I'm telling you, if you have that thing and you look hard enough on somebody else's account, you're going to see something that you don't agree with. That's why I say I would look, but I wouldn't want to look because I know myself. If I see something, I'm not going to totally agree,
yeah.
And then they're going to have
it's
an unknown
strong,
argument about something.
It's a strong urge. I mean, I think we're capable of walking past it. And you might be even proud of yourself for not looking. I'm not saying I would look every time. You might be proud of yourself for not looking. Go further when you look. I think Chavette was leading to when do you say something, when do you not. But don't. If you've ever looked, those that have looked, don't you feel good when you look and you don't find nothing?
But I'm saying.
That's a beautiful thing. You're like, yes, yes.
So hear me. Let's make sure I'm hearing you clearly. So you have looked at her page.
I have.
And
looked,
you didn't find anything.
Her page, I've looked at something before.
Have you ever looked through her phone? Forget Facebook. See, the phone is more intimate than Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the phone is more.
Hey, we're going to confess. Okay.
No,
okay.
Because Facebook, people will contact you that you won't give your number to.
Yeah. But
let me tell y'all something. Men confess. Now, this is a previous girlfriend.
Oh,
is
it? Yeah.
Things was questionable, right?
Yeah,
so previous girlfriend.
Was,
now, I'm going to tell y'all, you got to learn the phones that people use, too.
Oh, my
see,
God.
See, certain phones might just show text messages, but the old Blackberries and some of the new ones, old Blackberries under the name, don't worry about how I know all this.
Yeah.
Under the name, like if I ever called you, Chris, if I ever sent you a message, the old BlackBerry will show everything I've done towards you and your number.
Oh, wow.
Most phones don't do that, but the BlackBerries do that. Once I figured that out and the things was questionable already, I said, okay, next time she do blah, 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 I got to figure this out. This man confessed. This is how people do. You know women do it. I'm showing you that men have done it as well. You click on that one name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You click on that one name, and that one name will show all the recent whatever. From back in there. So I might not see nothing up front. But as you scroll,
you might see
something.
You ain't called a number, did you?
No, I ain't called a number because I'm a thinker, though. Like you said, I store things. Now, if it's something blatant, then as soon as she get home, hey, look, hold up, come here. What's this? You know what I'm saying? But I'm a thinker, so I'm going to bring it back later. I'm going to use it and decide what I want to do. But all I'm saying is that everybody going to look. I think everybody going to have the urge to look is what I'm saying.
And it also depends on how your relationship is going. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, yours was bad,
was
so you were compelled to look.
Yeah.
So if it was all good and you felt like it was all good, then you probably wouldn't have looked.
But see, even when you look, how are you going to bring that up in a conversation?
You can't. You just got to keep watching.
If you see something that you don't agree with, How do you then?
Oh, no, no, no.
There's ways to do it.
All right, so.
To do that without looking crazy.
Create this scenario, right? I found something. This is a scenario.
He in the club in his house.
This is for fake, not for real.
This is fake.
Okay.
In the bushes. In the rain.
He said, how do you bring it up? Because you don't want to show your girl you didn't trust her.
Uh-huh.
Or your man, you didn't trust me looking at the phone. So you got to create another scenario of how you found the information. If you found something in the phone,
mm-hmm.
all you got to do is when you know you definitely got the information. When they come, you say, baby.
Don't tell the secret.
Baby, I asked you, have you talked to so-and-so? What was your answer? And if she said, I said no. But you know the answer is yes. You've seen the answer is yes. I'm going to ask you one more time.
Now,
you being
correct.
Honest, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you talked to so-and-so? They say no. What I do is I act like I got another way of getting the information besides the phone. Make them nervous. Because you know my boy work at Sprint, right?
Right.
You know my boy work at Sprint, right?
Oh, smile, because you cold, buddy.
And all I'm saying is that, all I'm saying is,
pay attention to the face.
That's all I'm saying.
Standing in the rain.
But wait.
I like to make people confess.
Yeah.
I like that.
You
but the ones that you knew something about is different. I'm talking about, like, if you look at the Facebook and you're like, you have no clue who
exactly.
this dude is. You ain't never heard or seen nothing about him. What do you do then, honestly?
Because I can't speak up then because it's not enough for me to say I've looked. So now I'm in more trouble for looking than
exactly.
somebody saying hi.
You,
so
right?
what would you see? What could you see that would make you, that would be a trigger? Like
well,
if it's just a hi, or it's good, it was good to see you last week.
Oh, no.
Men are jealous.
Facebook is tricky. One thing about Facebook, when you open your page and someone hits you with a message, what's the first thing that come up? Boop, that little box come up.
Yeah,
and they try to hit the X button real quick. So
like,
one thing. So not missing no names, one day I was going to the house, and she opens the page, boom, the box, all types of box start shooting up. So she's like, oh, I'm like,
eyes got big.
I'm looking like, yeah, top of my head, like I didn't see it.
Wait a minute, she was on her Facebook.
Yeah, she opened up her
you
Facebook,
was there.
And I was actually in the kitchen. You know, I just happened to turn my back, and all these boxes pumped up, and she was trying to hit the X's on them. Wasn't fast enough. That's one thing about Facebook with the chat. That's when it goes to your inbox.
And that only comes up if you've chatted with that person.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it hits you on Facebook and let you know how many times you went back and forth.
Facebook is the devil.
It's a trap ball. I'm telling you,
it is.
It is.
But men are. And maybe it's just me, but I don't say that I'm overly jealous, but there's a twinge of jealousy with me when my wife interacts with men I don't know.
I think that's any man.
Women feel the same way. If you're interacting with a lady that we don't like, who is that? That's just my so-and-so. Well, she seems more, she's making herself very present
exactly.
on your page or whatever it is.
But
that's
see, men are different.
Way.
You see, because I can have
we
a gang
know
of
men.
Women friends, right?
We know men.
And tell my wife, well, they just friends. That ain't nothing like that. But she don't understand that,
right? That's right.
And if she has, but if she can have a gang of friends that I know and I'm cool. But if there's that one dude that I don't know, I got a problem. I mean,
and the thing is, though, the reason why he has a problem, and I have not asked this question, I haven't asked him this question prior to now. But all men are saying the reason why he got this problem with this one guy, I'm assuming, is because you know how we are.
You know how we are.
Right. And most men just can't. If somebody's halfway attractive,
mm-hmm.
or even if they, let's take it back, halfway attractive, or if they're not halfway attractive, but they got something on them that you're attracted to, that's enough for a man to start his whole process.
Yeah.
That's for real. We know that, so I don't want to hear he just said how he just want to get a cup of coffee. No, sir. Not if I'm not coming with you.
No. I'm saying, what you mean he won't take you out to eat?
For
where y'all
what?
Going? For what? What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, but I'm like.
So, okay, so here's just a question off the top of the head. Is that jealousy or is that justifiable? Is there something good in being like that? I know the reason why we like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know the reason why we like that. It's official. Yeah, it's fair.
It's sad because it's a double standard. I mean, it's the nature that y'all have. You control whatever is yours, whatever in your kingdom. And so, I mean, that's just how men are.
But it's a double standard
because we are not necessarily, women are not necessarily like that.
Oh, please.
No, we're not necessarily like that.
But when we try to point out stuff
to y'all, y'all act like y'all don't see it. When we say
you know what?
This
You're right,
chick
though.
Is making herself very known.
I got that scenario.
That's what women do. But then when the next thing you be like, that girl is handing it over on a platter.
Yeah.
Well, I know. And then you fall in the trap. And we was trying to tell you the whole time she was making herself
I think it worked both ways because she's right. Like, I feel like I know... I don't know women altogether, but I feel like I know women somewhat. And I think I know when they're doing certain things.
Oh, yeah.
But she's right because a woman can see when another woman's doing something. And that scenario right there, I've had a girl that I thought was a friend, just a platonic friend. I didn't have an interest in her, and I thought it was vice versa. We was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But my girl was like, hey, she's trying to get too close.
Yep.
I'm like, we just cool. I knew on my end it wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's thinking. I knew on my end it was nothing. But so I'm like fighting for her. Look, calm down. It's just cool. My girl telling me the whole time I'm thinking she's jealous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To speed this process up, like all of a sudden she straight like.
And then?
Broke the line, crossed the line. Mm-hmm. I had to stop the joint. And I had to figure out, do I tell my girl so now she knows she was right? Or do I leave it alone? But now I had to question
leave
my
alone.
Girl, like, I had to tell her, bro.
Yeah,
tell
her. So she won't. We won't be thinking we crazy.
And she was like, I told you.
Exactly what I was doing. I saw it six months ago.
And I was confused. I'm like, no, I didn't think.
But y'all don't see it. But we know. Just like you look at a guy. You guys can look at a guy and be like, I know what he's thinking. The same way we can look at interaction and be like, we know exactly what she's doing.
Yeah,
women.
But why do females only think they got all self control?
We don't.
Y'all got way more than we do, though.
No.
Uh-uh.
Women got more self-control than guys.
It depends on the type of woman.
Hold up. Guys, if you put some, overall, I ain't talking about every scenario, but if you put someone in front of a guy, nobody around, no way to find out nothing, just you and the Lord, nothing else, most guys are going to make a move on that. Most guys are going to make a move on that.
I mean, women have
self-control. More than guys. Not that it's like a big difference. They got more self-control.
Homeboy, women think that all men, no men have self-control at all. Nobody.
Yeah.
They're like, well, if I wasn't around and I didn't know about it and you got caught in the situation, you would do it and wouldn't tell me. That's for anybody.
I think we make them think that way.
Look, let me tell you something. The Bible says to look upon a woman in lust, you've already committed a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But look, my thing is this. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff.
Right.
Because
don't send nobody no
I don't want to be tempted. I don't want to be tempted because I know my weaknesses. I know my strengths. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very cautious and careful, you know, when dealing one-on-one with people, especially women, because, you know, I don't want those issues to arise because I always say that I'm strong every day, but I don't want to have nobody catch me when I'm weak. You know what I'm saying? That's just a word.
That's a beautiful point. I'm glad he said it.
And he's a married man.
But he's confessing.
Four kids.
And the thing.
Four big kids.
And I'm thinking about, that's good that he said that, though. Like he's saying, he's not up here trying to front and say, I'm not tempted. I'm always strong. He's saying, I don't put myself in those situations. That's making me think about when I went to Mount Gilead and Bishop Robertson said, he said on the pulpit one time, he was like, I'm smart enough to not put myself in those situations. Not saying, people that walk around here, I'm strong. Somebody going to catch you on that day when you ain't that strong.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying, I don't put myself in those situations. And he was talking about the strip club. And he said he knows there's people out there that can go there. They might be there for X amount of time and nothing happened. They don't do anything. He's like, but he said, me?
He can't go.
He said, I can't go because 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I fell. I'm going to fall in 10 minutes.
Right.
He said, but I can admit that. So I know to stay far away from that place because 10 minutes I'm going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't put yourself in that situation where if you know you're weak in that area, which the sad thing is with men, most times we weak in that lust area. Like, it's hard for us to block their wall. You know what I mean? This being for real.
But, but look what's going to happen, though. Even when we're talking about the issue of looking on Facebook or looking through phones, if you find something that you don't understand, and you all of a sudden in the back of your mind think that she's doing something behind your back, then your next thing you going to say is, okay, well, if you doing it, then I'm going to do it.
Then I'm gonna
you know
it.
What I'm saying? And I then you're going to try to justify why you should do it because she doing it. Well, the only reason I'm out here doing this is because I saw this. And if you want to have a friend, I'm going to have a friend too.
Now, everybody going wrong.
You know what I'm saying? And two wrongs definitely don't make a right.
And you know what? And if you saw it, but she don't know you saw it, and you justify, now you go get a friend, and you justifying why you got a friend, you know what you might do? When you get this friend, you're not even going to hide your friend. You're going to put it on the open. Because as soon as they say something, oh, really now? You sure you won't go there?
Exactly.
You sure?
But why are you going to hide it in the first place?
Why would you hide
Why would you hide the page at all anyway, male or the female? If y'all together, why is that page just your page? Can't nobody get on it? Just me, that's mine, my privacy. I don't want anybody to see what I'm talking about, but... Don't we share everything? Don't we talk about everything?
The good question is this.
There's nothing on there that I shouldn't know about.
The good question is this. I think they hide either way. I think if somebody sent you something, you honestly had no clue they was going to send it. You opened it and it popped up.
But that's
one.
If it's open, though, then y'all can talk about it.
I think people hide that as well as the one that they... I think people hide that innocent one as well as the one that they knew was sending. If you're a girl and you know this guy is sending you these... sexually explicit things, you know he sent it. That's the one you should have already nipped in the bud. They hide that one. But also the girl that ain't doing nothing, they open her page and the guy saying, hey, sexy, what's up? When we gonna go out? You hide that one too.
Like, you catch your girl in a lie or something like that, and then you say, okay, well, let me see your Facebook page. No, you can't see that.
That's an ill setup question, though. If you ever go to your girl or your man and say, hey, let me see your.
But if you got a reason,
Facebook.
I think it's a little different.
But how do you? Don't you lose either way on that question?
I mean, you lose either way because you look crazy bringing that to her, saying, "Okay, I looked at your page and now I'm bringing this." That's why I asked you, how do you bring that to her? Because you look either like stalkish or like you don't trust her from the back because you've already looked at her stuff. I tell my wife, "Hey, look, you can here's my email password, here's my Facebook password. Go ahead, look." You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what he just said.
That's how it should be.
Let me tell you. What,
is that for married people and single people?
No,
or dating,
say,
married and dating?
I was going to say, what he just said.
Depends on how serious you are. Or how serious
said,
y'all talked about being.
Dane was like, that's how it should be. I think I got two comments on what he just said. He said, for those that's listening, he said he tell his wife, here's the email password, here's et cetera, voicemail, everything. Zane said, that's how it should be. My two comments is, that's how it should be. And I used to dream that I could get myself to a point that in one day I could be like that guy.
In one day.
To give all those.
He would be able to have my password. Other people.
Because I was like.
Because he was a player.
I was a player. And I was like, I want to get to the point where I'm not like that. But you know why I still never wanted to do that? Because say you get out the game, you don't have nobody but that one person. You give her all the codes. You're like, yes. I ain't got nothing. She can go check anytime. Soon as she goes checking, somebody from your past hit you up, and you ain't know what it is. She like, see?
But
see?
She won't see any interaction.
But you get...
If it's a voicemail.
You don't give it. Don't give it. She shouldn't... He or she shouldn't come ask for it. You should just give it at a... Well, if there's a particular reason to ask for it, then you give it. It's not like you get together and you say... When we get together, you give me a list of your passwords. I slide you a piece of paper with all my passwords and usernames, and you slide me a piece of paper, and that's how we do it. No, when there's reason to question, then that's when you talk about whether or not you should give that password up.
But see,
because it's all about the reasons why you want it.
Especially if you don't got nothing to hide. My thing is this. I ain't got nothing to hide. You know what I'm saying? And that gives her the confidence to know that I'm not trying to hold anything back from her or anything like that. Here, this is out there for you. You're going to be just as surprised as I am if you see something that you don't have.
We just looking real perplexed right about now.
I'm trying to figure out what possible conversation will bring up the exchange of passwords and code names. I'm like, I can see if it's the bank joint or something, but...
But why hide it? Why?
It ain't about hiding. It's just some things. It's like, okay,
some
why,
things.
Why do you need to check my voicemails if it's my phone? If I don't ask you for yours, don't ask you for mine. That's just how.
My thing is this: where there's dirt, there's
always
fire.
Do you approve of open relationships? No, just like
open relationships.
I mean, you just seem
it all depends on what happens.
Kind of person that would be like this. That was a classic answer from you.
No, my thing is
sure he in the mic. Please get him the mic.
No, because my whole thing with the relationship situation is if I got to do all that, I don't need to be with you. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be no reason for me to have to check your voicemails or your Facebook page. I don't want your Facebook page. I don't need you to check mine. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have a lot of lady friends, so I would bet your next friend would be your Facebook would be very interesting to her because you seem to have a lot of lady friends.
My Facebook was interesting.
Did you meet your friend on Facebook?
I'm thinking about. Now that was Sweet's own personal I pull from what he said, I pull for everybody. What I like that he said is that why would I have to check those things? Now you should be able to.
You should feel it already.
But this is what I'm thinking about. Sweet, we did a show a while back, and we had a lady on that was talking about she had a product, the cookie crumb thing, and it helps you to you put this device on your cell phone, and it finds out what your kids, your sons and daughters, been looking at on the cell phone. Mm-hmm. And it was excellent for parents. And Sweets and her went back and forth about it. He was like, I don't want to invade their privacy. She was like, but what if you find out what they're doing? Da da da. You can prevent it. I saw both sides. I'm bringing it up to say, it seems like something you do for kids. Like you do for those that you're responsible for. Like you're young, like younger, like your child. And so it's like, why somebody grown? I'm grown, you grown. Why do I need to say, give me your password so I can check behind you, even though you've already said to me or led me to believe that I'm trustworthy, that you are my only one? Now, if you made me believe that and we are in this relationship together, why do I need to ask you? And this means I don't trust your words. Why do I need to ask you for your password, but you have proven to me and told me every day you're my only one? So that makes sense to what he was saying. Why I got to ask for that?
That's my point. Too many people mess up their relationship by playing trust games. If you love me, you'll do this. If you love me, you'll let me look at you. I'm saying, why I got to do all that? If you love me, like you say you love me, you'll trust me that I'm saying what I'm saying.
It's about trust.
Now we're going to go to a break real quick. Before we go, you are now tuned into the Vincent Ellis White Show. Co-host Charvette Mitchell's in the building. I got Eric Smith. I got Zane Robinson, Chris Danley, Sweets, your boy. We're going to take a quick break. This is Men Confess. When we come back, we got more questions.
Now is your time to get fit. Contact the professionals at APF, APEC Physical Fitness. It's a service based on the belief that the customer's needs are of the utmost importance. Offering the highest level of exercise and training, whether it's in-home training, outdoors, or the place of your choice, it's a guarantee that you will receive the results you seek. At Apex Physical Fitness, your time is more than just a gym visit. It's an experience. At Apex, we guide you to the body you want with assistance from educated, experienced, trained professionals. Schedule an appointment with personal trainer and boxing instructor Eric Smith today, 804-441-2000, or log on to the web, www.apexphysicalfitness.com. Apex Physical Fitness, your health should be your concern.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we back. This your boy.
We back.
Mr. Ellis White, Charvette is in the building.
Yes.
Charvette.
Listen, I'm so excited for all the listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, checking us out from Twitter, from Facebook, from iShoutForJoy.com. We love you.
We broadcasted. We are live in the studio. I got a bunch of my folks in here. One question for 30 minutes. And before we, I guess off the air, on the air we were saying somebody leaves the information open by accident and you are the other significant other, do you look? It seems like everybody says they look, but they justify why they look. Now, off the air, the question was proposed, What if you found that they lied? For example, you asked them where you at, and they said they're somewhere else, but you have found information that showed they're somewhere else. Do you bring it up? Do you bring it to them, or do you, you know, hold that information?
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah. I don't know. I think overall it's just that we all believe in trust, but at the same time we have limits on how far it should go. I just think a good point was made when Sweets was talking about he doesn't feel like he should do that. And what I pull from that is, like, I think about kids. I mean, and I understand we all adults, not calling anybody immature, because I've even done it, so I'll be calling myself that. But I'm just thinking about kids, like, when you do stuff like that, you know, I check behind my kids. If they quiet for 5 minutes, hold up now. Why they quiet? So it's like, we check behind the kids. We look in their things. But, I mean, if I got a grown adult that I'm with, I'm just proposing a question, I guess rhetorical almost. Why do I have to look? If you have presented to me that you are my only one,
right,
that we are doing X, Y, Z, this is you, you and me, why I got to say, okay, well, I hear you, but let me get your password to Twitter, Facebook, voicemail. Where is the trust, if so?
But you know where we skipped off, though? We said that if they leave it open, would you look? But the real question would be, the only reason you would look is if she's giving you a reason to look. If there's something that, if she caught her in a lie, or if she meant the truth, or she said she was doing something, you find out something else, then all of a sudden now you have a reason to say, okay, well, maybe I should go back.
I think that's a reason that you would scroll. The reason you look is just because you're nosy. The reason you would scroll through things and click on things is for that reason.
I'm saying, because if it's open, you gonna look. You might not go scroll down and start clicking, but if it's open, you gonna look and be like, hold on, what is this?
Uh-huh.
The scroll is nosy.
Scrolling is when you start looking in the inbox, and you gotta look in the inbox.
That inbox.
It's all about that feeling, though. Like Sweet said, and like my man said, it's all about that feeling. If you have that feeling like she's doing something, then you gonna look. If you don't have that feeling, you might bypass that.
Yeah,
you might not even. There have been situations where I did look and where I didn't look. I had the opportunity to look. And I didn't.
What's the reason you didn't? Was it just because you felt like she?
I felt like she was there with me. Like we on the same page. I don't have anything to worry about.
Then you find somebody, you be like, why she send him that picture? I ain't even got that picture.
So, I ain't get that one yet.
So let me ask you a question. This is not even thinking that somebody doing something. What if somebody on Facebook 5 to 6 hours a day and you don't look? That's gonna make you want to look. Like, what are you doing up there? So
yeah, they spend so much time. Yeah.
That's what I call him. You're a Facebooker.
You're a
Facebooker.
Oh, no, I'll tell you even further.
He got that up north mentality. Yeah. He's like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You understand?
Eric in New York all day.
You know what I mean?
New York
is New York all day.
Put you on Facebook, you know what I mean?
Can I do it, Eric? So
what if they're spending a lot of time on one of these social sites? Is that reason to look?
I take it a step further. What about, is there a cutoff time for them to be on this? For example, you fine with them being on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But look, what if y'all, you know, you're winding down and you get to bed, or everybody's straight, you get to bed, all of a sudden, you thinking y'all go chill, but then they like boom, looking at the phone, and they on it again for another hour, and it's 1 o'clock. Time.
See, that's
time is key.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when you like, it's my time. You know what I'm saying?
And if somebody if they writing somebody back and forth at 1 o'clock.
Uh oh, you heard that Tank song?
That's a Facebook booty call right there. You can't. That late. Then you on there for a reason.
Let me switch.
We gonna switch games.
Let me switch.
I think we're handling that.
This is a total switch. I do want the ladies to get something from this besides
the
fact.
Right.
One of the listeners was saying, what can a woman do if her man has no dreams and goals?
Uh-huh.
And so what I want to ask the men is that, I'm not like, if you've ever had a point, or if you can go back to a point where you felt like you wasn't achieving your goals, or you didn't have any goals, or you didn't feel like you had enough goals, what is something that a lady can do, a woman can do to put a spark in you to get more dreams and goals. For the ladies that's listening, because ladies, what I like about a female is that if they really love you, they like you a lot, whatever it is, they gonna push you. They gonna all of a sudden you might come on, they might do a subtle. You come on and have a book right on the table waiting for you. Read that. That might help you out with so and so. Or they got little tidbits. What's something that they can do to help you push you to obtain dreams and goals, and how important is that for y'all to align those?
I think she gotta be positive in the way that she conveys that to you all the time that she does it. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be positive energy. And what she's doing also is you'll want to follow suit, especially if she's trying to pull you along and being positive the whole time.
A woman is not going to take her hard-earned money and buy a used car with four flat tires. A woman is going to buy a car that she knows she's going to get something out of that car.
True. Flat tires.
And I always say this to men all the time. I say, look, it's hard for a woman to raise a man because she's not a man. It's hard for a woman to motivate a man because she don't understand the things and how hard it is to be a man.
Yeah.
So if you are a woman with a man who is unmotivated, that is the wrong match for you, because you'll never be able to push him harder than he's willing to push himself.
Wow. So let me ask you, so you said if the woman is with a man that's unmotivated, he's the wrong man for her.
Man.
And I'm just, you know, being radio host here, so I'm not saying I go against that or with it. But why can't she put some type of fire under him to turn him into a motivated man? Why is
she
the wrong one?
How can she motivate him if he's unmotivated?
I guess you got to find out, why is he unmotivated? Like, is there something that he's dealing with? Like, he might not be just an unmotivated man. You got those guys that are just truly unmotivated. There's nothing you can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got a guy that for the moment might be unmotivated due to something.
I'm kind of biased because, you know, I mentor kids and I always try to, you know, to motivate them in the right way, and I always see these different examples. And plus, I have a daughter. And I always tell my daughter, you know, if a man can't take better care of you than I can, then he's not worth your time, because you'll never be able to get out of him. You'll never be able to make that man into something you think he should be.
Right.
Now I like that you brought that up. So you tell your daughter, if a man can't take care of you better than I can, then what?
He's not good enough for
it. Let me pause right there. So this can go into a father question here. So that's a good. I'm a father too. I don't have a daughter. Well, I have a you know, I guess a stepdaughter I'm bringing in there.
Yes,
so
yes.
I got a daughter. So I'm overprotective, very overprotective.
Very.
When she tell me about, hey, daddy, I met a new friend today, and she only 9. Who is he? What is going on? So I already saying that. Shout out to Kaya. So, but what I'm saying is this. Now, that's a good thing to say, but what about when your daughter is like 18 or 19, young? Now, when you meet a girl meets a guy 18 or 19, it's no way in the world that he could take care of you better than your daddy does. Now, your future husband, like down the line when y'all getting there, he should be preparing himself to get to that point where he can take over. Because you give, you know, as a father, you give your daughter away to this person. But when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, still finding yourself, Why is it a good thing, not challenging that, but why, so you can explain it, why is it a good thing to tell your daughter something like that when more than likely the guy she meets is not going to be able to do that?
Well, more so, not when she starts dating. I'm saying that because, you know, when you take on another man's name, that's a big responsibility for that man, you know what I'm saying? And if he's not ready to give you his name as far as preparing a place for you, preparing a future for you, having a goal, a vision for you, that's what I'm saying. I have a vision for my children. I know what I need them to do, and I know that what I've taught them and imparted in them, so I know what their vision that I believe is for them. I don't want anybody coming there and distorting that vision that I have imparted in my kids. So what I say, can't take better care of you, not financially,
right,
so forth. I'm
right.
talking about the goals and mentoring and taking care of you and providing you with that.
Yeah, so I want that to be clear. So
that's
good.
That's what I mean,
yeah,
as far as that.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, because when you say stuff like that, you got to be careful, because then you go have them thinking, oh, well, my daddy bought me this and my daddy bought me that. He can't buy this, you know what I'm saying? So
no, I think
sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he cleared it up before I got
right.
the question. But I was saying, you got to make sure, because you know.
She know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
She know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, you
about.
Know what, Vincent, I want to go back to what you were saying, because I think that Steve Harvey said something very good, a good nugget in his book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a
I
Woman.
Like that.
And yeah, did I get it right? Yeah. So he said,
act like a lady, think like
a man.
Yeah,
yeah, that thing. He said that if a man is not okay with where he is in life, how much money he's making, all that, he really can't focus his attention on a relationship. So in that scenario where the woman is trying to get her man motivated, I would guarantee that their relationship,
that's right,
also is not, she's frustrated in the relationship. And I would agree with Chris that it's, she's not going to be able to do anything. She's
yeah.
not going to, because he's not okay with where he is in life. And people ask me, well, what you looking for? What you? One thing I say, I want somebody that is okay with where he is in life. Not the amount of money, not the type of job, but is he okay with where he is and how far he's gotten in life?
And he's not ready for a relationship if he's not okay. So
right.
And you know,
you're probably into something that it's just not the right time. Maybe you should
right.
maybe wait a little while. You can maybe help him through, and if he gets there,
mm-hmm.
then it's something that y'all can build from that. But if he's not there, you can't get him there.
So again, I got two points to make in hearing that. In hearing that, I want to tap into the part where she was saying it's not, the relationship's not gonna work out if you got a man that's like that. I want to let the ladies know from my personal experience and even talking to other guys, when a man is feeling down on himself, not feeling like a man, not feeling like he's making enough, not content with where he is, that shuts everything down for men. Like, women can still go on. Men can put up a front, but I'm telling you, it shuts you down on the inside. But, like, women, I don't know. Women can go on with that, but a man, like, we wear that. Like, I'm talking about if you're really down on your luck. You know what I mean? Like, that will shut down everything. He's not going to perform, like, in any department that he's supposed to
but
perform
even
in.
At his lowest point, he should have a drive to say, hey, look, I know where I'm at now, and I don't want to be here forever. I don't want to be here for the next 5 days. I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to work my way up out of this situation so I can better prepare myself for my life and then, you know, prepare myself for the family life. One thing about men, see, because we won't always talk right, and it hinders us if we never get anybody to motivate us to be better. But the only thing we hear on the radio, on the video, is women just need a man to take care of them in the bed sexually, because all you hear is song, take care of me, do me, rub my, you know, come on, rude boy, and all this stuff, be my woman. And so really, I'm serious, but really, men only think they got, that's being a man, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying, I handle my business, you know what I'm saying,
young men.
That's all they think they're supposed to do, and that's what get these young girls all wrapped up and caught up,
yeah.
saying, okay, well, yeah, my man is the bomb like this, he bomb in bed, he can put a baby in your stomach, but then what happens when he got to take care of you?
No doubt.
What happens when you got to, you know, you living on welfare because this man wants to play Xbox all day? You know what I'm saying? You didn't think about that. You didn't take all that into consideration. And,
yeah.
You know, it's sad because you see it all day long.
Now, that's a good point. And part two to what you said, Chavez, I want to kind of challenge the last part. Like I said, just giving people all different perspectives. When you say that you tell the people that I don't want a man that's not, I guess, content with where he is or not, how did you word it?
Just good with where
he is
right.
in life.
Yeah, to be
now,
good.
Now, how I want to challenge that is, like, for myself, I challenge myself constantly. Like, I'll be content with where I am, but you may hear me word things a certain way, but those that know me know I'm just trying to push myself. But somebody else that hears me might think that I'm not content. For example, like, if I have a job now, it might be a good job, but me, I'm seeking that job way ahead, and I'm going so hard, and I'm mad at the fact that I ain't even got it yet.
That's right.
But those that know me, that's how I am. But to the new person,
right.
I might seem like I'm not content. So what I'm saying is that, like, why would that be an automatic thing that a person that you would, not you or women, would not be interested in? I see why, but think about the other side. Like, what about if the guy is just speaking as if he's not content because he wants to be further? Like, how does it always have to be a negative thing if he's presenting himself as not content with where he is? Because he could be just trying to find a way to push himself further than where he is at the moment. You know what I mean?
The disconnect is you're using the word content, and
right.
I'm using the word okay. So,
well, okay,
being,
content,
oh,
I mean.
No, not necessarily. Because okay is, I think you are, like, I could look at you, even if I didn't know a whole lot about you and say you weren't dating and I'm looking at you to date, I could, I can look at you with your big brown eyes. That you are okay with where you are in the sense of, like, the things that you have going on, you're off and blah, blah, blah. But I know you're striving. People are always striving to do better and all of that. But there's a difference when the person is, like, where they are. They either, if they don't have a job, they lost a job, or they're trying to, you know, if it's just a lot and they're like, I'm not okay. Some people are okay and they're just striving, but some people are, like, they're not okay with where they are at all.
Okay.
Right now.
And I think also in what you're saying is that the underlying part is that women like men that have some type of confidence to them. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to have all these things, but I mean, you can I guess sense that confidence. When somebody's okay with where they are, there's gonna be some confidence there. Mm-hmm. Versus the man that is like, is trying to get to the point where he's okay. What kind of confidence does he really have at that moment when he's striving to even get to the okay point?
But
you know what I mean?
The tricky part is, as women, we will be okay if you're not okay, because we see what's in you,
yeah.
We see potential. We in comparison to, we line up other options. We could be like, I see potential. I see where you're going. I see where you can go. I want to help you get there. But some men, that's not enough.
Well, see, there you
that's
go right
enough.
There. If you see the potential, you can coach the potential.
Right.
But what happens when you don't see any potential in the man? You know, how do you light a fire into somebody who doesn't have a gas to spark? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How you going to do that?
All right, so listen, let's reverse that on the men. So he said, what happens when you don't see the potential? So men, like, when men get with a woman and they something sparks inside of you that says, she's not the one for me. But then you got these guys that after that has clicked. Like, that's, you met a girl and then y'all been with each other in 2011. Something clicked this year that she's not going to be the one for you. Why do you still go 2012, 2013, 2014 with her?
It's easy. It's comfortable.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Easy and comfortable. So, Eric, so for example.
Do you disagree?
What, easy and comfortable? So why, like, Eric, if it's something that tells you, it could be, if it's God speaking to you, if it's instinct, however you interpret that, as something comes to you, well, why do men, or why would you continue on? What's the reason that we do these type of things, continue on?
Well, look, I feel like that everybody has potential, no matter who it is. It just depends on that person who's going to bring it out. Because somebody might say, like, I talked to a lot of people. I was like, well, you know, they seem doing the perfect training. If it's a fitting, I always got these ideas coming up. I don't come up with these ideas. I might talk to you. Somebody might say something here today. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I've been quiet for a while. And y'all gave me 1,000 different ideas to make the next video.
Yeah.
For the next, and it's giving me a reason. See, what it is, like, a lot of times, like, sometimes guys don't like to hear females. And, like, you don't know what you're talking about because you never did this before.
Yeah.
So they'll look outside. But sometimes, like, we'll be like, I'm not telling you nothing because you're not going to listen anyway. But we don't know that.
So you're saying somebody got to unlock your potential.
Yeah, when you push it, because, like, I mean, some of the guys that I looked at, I'm like, he looked like he don't know nothing. But when you talk to them, they're like, yo, I done wrote, like, 50 poems. Let me see one. It'd be like, you wrote this?
Let me pose another question. So, Zane, so, like, why does somebody, this is going against what you just said. I agree, but it's got to go against it. So why does somebody have to unlock your potential? Like, what if there's just another, what if you get to a point where you're by yourself and there's nobody around you to unlock your potential? And I'm placing you in that position by yourself to say, why does somebody have to unlock it? It's a perfectly good example what Eric just gave, because he said he didn't listen to us, and we gave him all these new ideas. So it's good to bounce ideas off each other. What is it, steel sharpens steel and the whole nine?
Mm-hmm.
Iron sharpens iron. But why does somebody have to unlock your potential?
Nobody should, I don't think, should have to unlock your potential. If you can't unlock your potential, then there's something within yourself that you don't feel is good enough. So you really need to, and that's why you're not ready for a relationship, because there's something deeper inside of you that's the reason why you can't. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm thinking about? Like, when you say, like, that's right. That's why a person wouldn't be ready for a relationship. But I think everybody in the world, like, when it's not too many people out here that would tell yourself,
And I mean really tell yourself, you might say out your mouth, I'm not ready for a relationship, and sit there and be single for a while. But nobody's truly telling themselves, I'm not ready for a relationship because, and you start going down the list.
I can't unlock my potential.
I got this and that to work on. Da, da, da. Because everybody wants a relationship. Everybody wants somebody.
That's true.
Why, so I guess the question is, why can't we be real enough with ourselves to be able to put the relationship on hold, to unlock our own potential, to bring ourselves up to the okay point, to do all those things?
It's a book out, and I can't remember the author. It's called Good to Great, and it talks about how good and great are enemies, because people settle for being good and they don't strive to be great. It's like almost like good is the enemy of great, because they have good schools but they don't want to fight to have great schools. They have a good life but they don't want to fight to have a great life. And one thing about if a man takes it like a tube of toothpaste. If a man if you have a tube of toothpaste and you just leave it on the counter, what's in that toothpaste will never come out because the cap's on it and no one's using it. But if you unscrew the cap and you squeeze that toothpaste, what's in that tube is going to come out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing about motivating a man. Self-motivation.
I was
going
to say, that's the same thing we just said. Okay, I'm with you.
Self-motivation is the key to anything in life, relationships, to motivation, to being the best you can be. But you got to be able to self-motivate yourself to get that thing out.
But there needs to be life in that tube, though, because we are human. We got the life in us to self-motivate. Because, for example, the tube can't self-motivate itself to get the stuff out. Somebody got to, right.
Your partner should squeeze and twist your top.
Is that right?
Yeah. Squeeze and twist, ladies. The men are confessing. Squeeze and twist. No.
Careful what you ask for.
Shout out to Linda.
With the self motivation, you gotta have self actualization too. And you
big
know
word.
Self actualization.
Actualization.
Yeah.
A whole lot of people don't realize. A whole lot of people don't
spell check.
Hyphen actualization.
But I say a whole lot of people don't take the time to know themselves. They feel like, oh, I need somebody to do this. I need somebody. And then the thing is too, if you really love somebody, like me, I was in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling her, everything was good, but I knew that if we got in a relationship at that time, I was like, and I told her, I was like, sure, I'm feeling you, but I can't do it the way that you need it to be done. So rather than even string you along or cause a drama, and we get to a point where we can't be friends, I was like, I'm gonna chill till I feel like I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying, do it the right way.
And did you do that up front?
Yeah.
Okay, that was honest. I applaud you for that.
But have you ever loved somebody to the point that you want to be better for them?
That was the thing. It was like I knew I couldn't do all the stuff that I wanted to do. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, treat her the way that I felt like she needed to be treated. So I was like,
because you weren't okay.
Instead of me holding you back from somebody who will be able to do that for you and give you all the things that you want and need. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm not gonna do it. I'm not doing it like that.
So you
right
can't,
now.
You couldn't do it, or you wouldn't do it.
If I had the, you know what I'm saying, the resources to do it, I would have did it. But you know what I'm saying? I knew my situation, and I'm working on my situation. But you know, like I told her, if you willing to hold it down with me, then that's what's up. But like I'm letting you know, right now it ain't like that.
All right, so look. I had a situation, right?
New York.
Here I come. New York. Situation. Filming with V, right? So, you know, I'm doing boot camps and all. This is why I named myself Richard Most Intense, right? Trainer. So, big boot camp I did at town was probably about like 10, 11 people. We did this living social there. Unbelievable. 200 plus people out there. So, I'm sitting there like, I'm stuck. What am I going to do next? Never did no, like, speaking and all this in front of all these people. She comes up to me and tells me, I know you got it in you.
Who was she? Somebody?
V. Yeah, the one I'm with now.
Oh, okay.
She was like, I know you got it in you. Just act like there's nobody there. She reminded me of what I had to tell her. So I said, oh, I like that. It was a smash. It became Richmond Most Intense Trainer. But I got to give it back to her, though.
Yeah. But I think it's both things that we said, though. Like,
she was able to unlock that in you because she knows you, so she knew what to tell you. On the same side, what Zayn said makes sense too, because didn't you already know that? No, it's just she had to tell you, but just think,
I never did it before.
But what I'm saying, no, you never did it, but think about it. She said, you got it in you, just do it as if nobody's there.
Right.
Just if you stop and think about the times you did it when nobody's there, didn't you know you could do it? When nobody was there. See what I'm saying? You knew you could do it.
But you reminded me because I was lost at that time.
That's what I'm saying. So it's both. Right. It's like we got to become knowledgeable enough to motivate ourselves.
Right.
Because what she told you, you already knew, but it was you had to get it from her.
She enhanced it.
Yeah.
She complimented it.
Help me.
She enhanced you.
Yeah, but some women, and just like he was saying, his woman coached him to that point. You know what I'm saying? Almost like Rocky and Mick in the movies. You know what I'm saying? When Rocky's getting beat up every round, he's sitting in the corner. Mick telling you got him this round. You get him this round.
Right.
Go back. You ain't done. You ain't knocked out. You can get back up and get back in the fight. She encouraged you to push yourself to what you believe that you can do.
And that's why you're with her, because you know that she's going to do that. You already knew she was going to do that. Because if she didn't do it, then you would have to question, should I even be with her?
Exactly.
And some people don't even notice that that's one of the major signs of, if you can tell if that person is there. Because if you with somebody and they can see stuff in you that you can't see, that's somebody God sent to you, you know what I'm saying, to show you what he wants you to tell you. Because sometimes you don't listen to God, you don't hear what, you don't get it from yourself. But if somebody comes to you and tell you, yo, you can do blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you don't.
I mean, that's God either way. That's God speak through everybody.
Self-actualization.
So, the man has confessed today. The word for today is self-actualization.
I wrote a song about it. Like, here you go.
Courtesy of Sweet, self-actualization.
This was good. I think the ladies really will enjoy this segment.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the bulk of it was all, Lord, your ladies have found a lot of our secrets there. The men confessed. I appreciate everybody for coming in here. If anybody got any events and announcements coming up, the time is now. Make it fast. Hey, the floor is yours.
This is Chris Danley. You can reach me again on Chris Danley at Facebook. Check me out some clips on Chris Danley on YouTube.com. And go to ChrisDanley.com. Go to Spirit of Laughter at Hotmail.com if you want to book and some engagement. And I'll be doing Chavez Party on the 24th.
Oh. Just that invitation only.
I'm sorry. If you can't come.
If y'all have saw her face. If y'all had saw her face, anybody else? No?
Eric M. Smith, Apex Physical Fitness. You can hit me on www.apexphysicalfitness.com. And we all know that Happily Natural Day is coming back up again.
Yeah.
October 22nd, I will be throwing a fitness demo with the crowd, not by myself. So come out. October 27th, you can hit that at happilynaturalday.com. And
that's it for me. And we don't need to tell you that you can do it. Because you already know that.
I can do it. I know how to do it now.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. We're going to do the Women Confess next Thursday. I'm glad y'all are digging this hour.
Yes.
Men Confess is in the building. The hour's over. Yeah, we're going to pass the hour. All right. God bless. I'll hear from y'all next week. All right.
Peace.
Thank you for joining the Vincent Ellis White Show. If you would like to get in touch with us or become a sponsor of the show, please contact us at 804-852-0449. Write in your show ideas to LLRpublishing@yahoo.com or log on to www.lifeloverreligion.com. And until next week, this is Vincent Ellis White leaving you with a quote, one of my favorites. Dreams come a couple sizes too big so you can grow into them. Have a blessed day.